I thought you would be revolted, Jane, when you saw my arm and my cicatrized visage. Did you? Don't tell me so, lest I should say something disparaging to your judgment. Now let me leave you an instant to make a better fire and have the hearth swept up. Can you tell when there is a good fire? Yes, with the right eye I see a glow, a ruddy haze. And you see the candles? Very dimly. Each is a luminous cloud. Can you see me? No, my fairy. But I am only too thankful to hear and feel you. When do you take supper? I never take supper. But you shall have some tonight. I am hungry. So are you, I dare say, only you forget. Summoning Mary, I soon had the room in more cheerful order. I prepared him, likewise, a comfortable repast. My spirits were excited, and with pleasure and ease I talked to him during supper, and for a long time after. There was no harassing restraint, no repressing of glee and vivacity with him, for with him I was at perfect ease, because I knew I suited him. All I said or did seemed either to console or revive him. Delightful consciousness! It brought to life and light my whole nature. In his presence I thoroughly lived, and he lived in mine. Blind as he was, smiles played over his face, joy dawned on his forehead, his lineaments softened and warmed.